أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صل على محمد وآل محمد. First of all, before we discuss this subject, I'd like to send my congratulations on the 32nd anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran to Imam Mahdi Ajalla Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and to our Wali Faqih Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and to his representative, and to all of you, and to all of the Muslims across the world. Because this revolution really, as per the subject of this segment that I've been given the privilege, for which perhaps I'm not worthy to discuss, is a gift. This revolution is a gift which liberated us. Which doesn't mean just liberated us as Muslims, as Shi'i, as people who are loyal for Iran or from Iran. This revolution is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that told us, that proved to us, that showed us that that revolution that happened over 1400 years ago in Mecca was real. And it was establishable. It wasn't something that we read about in a book. You see, we have in Quran the story of Nabi Ibrahim, which I'm sure everyone in this room is aware of. Where one time Ibrahim asks Allah that, "Oh Allah, when everyone is dead, how will you bring everyone back together when they've decomposed, when they've turned into dust? How will you bring everyone together?" So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Ibrahim, "Oh Ibrahim, you don't believe?" "No." Ibrahim alayhi salam says, "No, of course I believe. But I want that certainty in my heart. I want that itminan. I want that certitude. I don't even know what the right translation for that in English is. That conviction that whatever happens, my belief in this idea cannot be shaken, whatever the enemy throws at us." In the same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Ibrahim how he would gather those four birds. I'm not going to go into the story. But the same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave proof to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we read about it in Quran, the same way that same Allah gave us, you and me, and generations to come, but especially the generation that was alive during that revolution, it gave us that proof that this Islam, this praying five times a day, this making a fast in Shahr Ramadan, this hitting the Jamarat in Mecca, in Mina, this making tawaf around a singular, unique point, this is something that can move mountains. And it showed us, it gave us a tafsir of the ayah of Quran, where in Quran Allah says that if we had revealed this Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen the mountain shatter and be rent asunder through having awe of Allah. Through having that recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we saw 32 years ago, when that old man came down from the plane and the world shook. We saw that that old man moved his hand and the helicopters fell down in Tabas. We saw that that old man, after Camp David, which was mentioned by Aghaya Mu'izzi, where he said that this man Sadat is a criminal, an enemy of Allah. We saw that Khalid al-Islambouli and the other soldiers came and finished him and sent him to the hell where he belongs. And subhanallah, really, When we sit down and when we reflect on this revolution, we must think that how did this happen? What was special about that old man? What was special about Ruhullah al-Musawi al-Khomeini, Qaddasa Sirruh? What was special about? Did he have a huge army at his disposal? No. Did he need an army? No. What did he have? He had that conviction, that certainty that Ibrahim had, that when Nimrud took Ibrahim and put him in the fire, Ibrahim didn't falter. Ibrahim didn't turn around and say, "Oh Nimrud, look, you know, I'm sorry, don't burn me." No. Whatever the case, when Bakhtiyar, may Allah curse him, when Bakhtiyar said, "I will bring down this plane," even though he was too cowardly and everyone knows he couldn't, when Bakhtiyar said he would do this, what did Imam do? Did Imam get frightened? No, he sat on the plane in a situation where people like me would have been terrified. But this old man was not terrified. When the expedition came towards Tabas, the people went to Imam Khomeini and they said, "Ya Imam, the Americans are sending an expedition to free their spies from the den of spies. This is after the occupation and the liberation of the American embassy, which had so many documents that proved what America was doing across the world and especially in Iran. And they said, oh Imam, they're bringing so many of their helicopters and they're going to cause problems and they're going to harm us." Some of the people were shaking. What did Imam Khomeini say? What did that old man say? He quoted Quran. He said, "Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil." Did you not remember? Do you not remember how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with the companions of the elephant? This was a reference to the attack that was going to happen on Kaaba back in the early days, pre-Islamic days, where Allah said, where Abdul Muttalib said that that house, meaning the Kaaba, has a protector, has an owner that will look after it. The same way this revolution, this gem, this gift has a protector that will look after it. In 2009, when we had some people who liked to join themselves to the color green, who came and started making some problems, did they succeed? They had the hand of America with them. Did they succeed? No. We must understand why. Because this revolution is not just a movement of people. It is a movement within people. It is the living embodiment of La ilaha illallah. It is a negation of every authority. It is a negation of every false god, every false power, except Allah. If we, in our day-to-day lives, want to be loyal to this revolution, which is nothing more than a continuation of the revolution 1400 years ago, which is nothing more than the continuation of the revolution in Karbala, and which is just the harbinger of the revolution of Imam Mahdi Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. If we want to have this revolution with us, if it's not just the 22nd of Bahman or the 11th of February, if it's something that's inside us, that burns within us, that drives us, that gives us that hope that tomorrow inshallah Imam Mahdi is coming, if this is what we want, then really the way is very simple. Don't let anyone kid you and tell you it's very complicated and you must do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. The way is very, very simple. There is one thing you must do, two things you must do. Understand and implement in yourself the concept of Tawheed, the idea of the name of Allah is the Most High, the idea of La ilaha illallah, and understand what that Allah is. And secondly, we must abide by the Ahkam Shar'i, all of our shari ahkam, the rulings that we get from our respected maraji and also from the wali faqih. If we can do this, if we can move on this direction, slowly, slowly of course, then be certain that inside your heart, this revolution will live. And no matter what the enemies say, and the enemies will try, they have tried before, they will try again, and they will continue to try. For some reason there is a problem with these enemies, they don't want to see the truth. And of course we know that Shaitan has made a promise that I will misguide humanity, I will misguide Bani Adam until the end. This is his promise. So if we are expecting the enemy to let up, then we're fooling ourselves. So what we must do is, if we can understand La ilaha, the negation of all authority except Allah, and we let Allah have full authority on us, then believe me, my respected brothers and sisters, you will understand that old man from Jamaran, and you will understand how Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, was able to bring a system that has given life, that has given life to humanity at a time where humanity was virtually comatose. With this, I'd like to finish, and finally we make a dua that Allah protect and guide and preserve the Islamic revolution. We also pray that Allah assist and guide and strengthen and not stop the glorious movement that has taken off in Egypt and in Tunis. And that inshallah, inshallah, the doors to Rafah in Gaza are open and the cancer occupying our beloved Palestine is removed. And above all, we pray that Allah hasten the return of Imam Mahdi Jalla Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. And that he protect all of our respected ulama, our maraji, and especially the leader, Sayyid Ali Khamenei.